Welcome, everyone, and very nice to have you with us. Our topic this time is wholeness and holiness, and it's based on my book, which is called Holiness, Wholeness and Holiness, How to Be Sane, Spiritual, and Saintly. Instead of just thinking of ourselves as integrating psychology and spirituality, I brought in a third element, which is sanctity, how to be saintly in our daily life. It doesn't mean you're going to be a canonized saint. It simply means that when challenges come up, to be especially over the top brave or loving or generous, we do say yes. That's the meaning of sanctity. Our lifetime, by the way, this is from the introduction of the book. Our lifetime on this earth gives us three magnificent chances to evolve into the fullness of our humanity. Here are the three. The first is psychological. We can become holy who we are. The second is spiritual. We can become wholesome in how we act. That would be the equivalent of having a moral compass. And third, we can become holy in how we live. That's sanctity. The first would take psychological work, which I describe in the book. The second calls for spiritual awareness and practices. And the third is a special grace that would lead us to dedicated action, dedication to special generosity, special love, special courage. None of these three, psychological health, spirituality, or holiness, would ever be fulfilled all the time in one lifetime. Nobody would be sane, spiritual, and saintly every minute of the day. But our daily expectations of ourselves become appropriate when what we look for is good enough. So I'm sane almost all the time, I'm spiritual most of the time, and I'm saintly from time to time. If that's what we're up to, we're moving in the direction of the wholeness that's already in us. So our topic today is, what is sanity? And once again, this is from the book. Sanity would be the equivalent of mental health. It's a state of flow. You're going with the flow. You're going with reality as it is. You're feeling a sense of well-being. You're grounded. You feel stable. When things happen, you don't destabilize and fall apart. You're resilient. You roll with punches that life brings. You have a sense of balance in the world. You're building your self-esteem. That's, in other words, you value yourself. You like yourself. And most of all, you adjust yourself to the givens of your own personality or of the things that happen in the world around you, you know, all the changes and failed plans and betrayals that come from other people. You have a way of dealing with those that does not include retaliation, just work through things. And I've chosen seven main examples of how we would experience our mental health. First, we work on the childhood issues that are still affecting us, the things that happened to you in childhood that still bother you or that feel incomplete. Maybe some painful things happened between you and your parents. You're not blaming them for it, but you are trying to work it through, work these things through in your own life. Usually this takes therapy. Secondly, you're healthy when you set goals and work toward them. when your fears don't stop you from doing anything or drive you to do anything. You become assertive enough to ask for what you want, show your feelings, stand up for yourself. You live in accord with your own deepest needs, values, and wishes rather than those of others. In other words, you don't let other people tell you what your needs are, tell you what your values are, tell you what you want in life. You have that going for yourself. You can listen to others, but you're not manipulated by them. That's a feature of healthy personality. Healthy personality, of course, means that we have relationships with other people that are effective, that really work for us, and we need to work on them, and we commit ourselves to doing the work that it takes so that our relationships could be characterized by mutual support, by trust in both directions, from us and to us, and by a commitment to work things out together and to keep our agreements. And then finally, we have a sense of humor and optimism most of the time in our daily life. We see things in a gentle, humorous way rather than taking things so seriously that we wind up being anxious. So when we have our breakout rooms, we will look at two of these topics, our childhood issues and our fears.